Oh boy, I'm starting to feel like a broken record. Cycles again, back and forth. Is this happening? Is this not happening? Am I improving? Is it all part of my mind? I don't know. Because I came home from karate, everything was great. Happy day. I come and my wife's got a funk on her and she won't admit to it. But everything I did, she's just angry about. And I don't know if it's because of stress from work or what, but I have trouble knowing what's going on. Like, is she being over the top because she's stressed out and pushing on me and telling me I'm doing these things and I start blaming myself? Is that a form of verbal abuse? Does she even know she's doing it? Or am I actually messing up and deluding myself into thinking I didn't? And that doesn't feel right. I don't know. I started to tell her that I can't explain what's going on with me, but inside I feel different. And she said that makes me sound crazy and that she feels uncomfortable with me saying that. So I had to rephrase it to be like, I don't know what's going on, but changes are happening in me that are allowing me to face horrible things that I've never been able to face before. And I keep telling her, bear with me, just stick with me, just stick with me, and you'll see. And I know it's going to be a learning curve, and I know it's going to be a lot of stumbles and trips until this thing evens out. I want to quit. I want to give up. I want to be like, yeah, I am going crazy. I need to stop doing this before I lose it. But I don't think I am going crazy. It feels right. And that's a scary thing. I feel like things have just undone inside me. Anxieties I've had my whole life are melting away for unexplained reasons. And she said, it's not this miracle. I was like, it feels like a miracle. You can't tell me. I told her, you can't feel what I'm feeling. You haven't lived your whole life with these anxieties and these things getting to you and then feeling them fall away. A lot of them anyway. It's kind of crazy. And it does feel like a miracle. And when I told her this, I got a sort of a panic because she said, it sounds like you're going crazy and you're making me uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, fuck. That's like my biggest fear said to me right there. I need to go to a therapist, I think. I need to make sure I'm not going crazy. I can't give up. I want to give up, but I gotta keep trying to improve and doing my best, and I've gotta get some kind of professional help to help guide me, because my only feedback at the moment is her, and she's an amazing, strong woman, but she's got her own issues that I've let her take out on me in the past because of how I felt about myself. And you only take the abuse that you're willing to take. And I was willing to take a lot. But I'm not gonna let her be in a funk and gripe on me about shit I didn't do around the house when there's tons of shit I did do. And yes, I keep telling her I'm gonna take over the domestic stuff and do this and that, but that's going to take time. And I'm not going to do everything exactly the way she does it. And I think she has a problem with that as well. I mean, she doesn't have the time and energy to do it either. But I do have a little more time and energy than she does. My job's not as demanding, so if I'm going to do it, you need to let me do it. So then I got this big big fight, I start thinking I'm going crazy. And then we decided to just take a half hour break and we come back to it. And she fell asleep on the couch. I fell asleep for a few minutes. And when we woke up, she just was talking like nothing happened. And I don't know what, to do with that. Do I bring it back up and be like, we wanted to talk about it in a half hour, can we talk about it? But I don't know. I don't know. And when I try to bring up her issues, she gets all offended and finds a way to say that that's not happening or this and that, and I don't know what to do with that. Unless she's willing to admit her wrongdoing. But what if, and that's where I get confused. What if she is admitting it, but in this particular situation, she's right, and I'm digging in for no reason? Because I do that. I dig in, and I manipulate, and I twist words, and it's not conscious. I don't mean to do it, but when I look back on it in hindsight, I see that's what I've done. I'll tell lies and say I did things when I didn't, even though they're like tiny little dumb things where I don't need to lie about. I mean, it's probably left over from some kind of traumatic childhood thing I can't really remember, where someone never believed me on when I told them I did things, and or I was afraid they'd get mad if I didn't do a certain thing instead of being honest and open. Just saying, no, didn't do that. I'd be like, yep, I did that. And then try to get it done when they're not looking. And that's a stupid way to do things. I should be like, nope, didn't do it. And then figure out why not or whatever. So I get her frustration, and I do get where she's coming from, because in the past I have been shitty at doing these things. But now I'm seeing the light and I'm getting them done, but just not to her standard yet. And it's like, I keep saying, you gotta just wait and see. And I realize I've been saying that for years. It's only now that I actually believe it. So I don't know. I feel I just gotta listen, see if I am doing the things that she's doing. Say thank you for sharing and continue on improving and build up and prove to her that. That's where I get also, I was like, why do I have to prove anything to anyone? I need to prove to myself that I've changed and things are different and things feel different, and to show her I'm willing to do the work and change, make real positive change. Which I did before, but it was always temporary. And that's what I'm afraid of. I keep waiting for it to fade away or to stop, or for me to be discouraged and give up. And I'm realizing that in those moments, I have the choice to not. It's gonna suck, but I have the choice to not give up. I feel really conflicted at the moment. I don't know how to feel. Because I feel like she was unfairly negative when I got home. And that the things that weren't done around the house weren't done for a reason. And I told her exactly why they weren't done. And there were logical, good reasons. And I think she was reacting to a situation of how I used to be and going off of that instead of looking at the situation and seeing, oh, well, he didn't just, you know, blow it off or completely forget like he used to. So it looked the same, but it wasn't. And until it's not the same, I think is the only way I'm going to be able to convince her that I'm not like I used to be. Like I said, I get a reaction. Usually that's how I would be acting, but I don't think I was this time. And I don't know. got to learn myself before I can trust myself. It's fucking hard. I kind of just want to cry and go to bed right now. It's like I'm trying so hard, but it's not working. And these are the moments that I give up, and I need to see that, look at the positives of little things that are working. You're still going to make mistakes. Don't give up. Just don't give up.